This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Right, good afternoon, everybody. My name's Michael Burton. I'm editor of the MJ magazine, municipal journal, which I think many of you have a copy of. I'm going to chair the last session for the afternoon, which will be probably just under an hour. And I've got two speakers here. Mike Britch, managing director of Norse Group, Nathan Holden, who's partner and head of local government at Mills and Reeve. We're going to have a preliminary quick discussion about an issue to do with VAT, and then we're going to move on to their presentations, and then we'll wrap up after that. Can I again emphasise a warm welcome to our viewers in Wigan, and also to our other online viewers who incidentally can submit questions if they want, because there will be a bit of opportunity for Q&A before we wrap up. The other housekeeping item I need to do is just to announce an award for the S2M competition. Those of you who put your cards on the stand, one of you lucky delegates won a bottle of champagne, and the winner, who I suspect may not be here, but Sylvia Scott, head of finance, libraries and archives at Kent. Is she here? But S2M, in fact, they're going over to see her, will bring it with them. So I'm sorry, I can't hand that to anybody else, I'm afraid. Anyway, that's the housekeeping out of the way. There's the champagne, I'll put that over here. It will get to her, I promise. Let's move over now just to a quick discussion about should local government be awarded local VAT revenue? So who was the kick-off for that one? Nathan, yeah. No?
Oh.
Right, Mike.
I think it's an interesting concept. There are some issues, I think, we need to think about, that VAT is often accounted for at head office and not necessarily where the services are delivered. So if you've got an area with a lot of headquarters in there, you're going to do particularly well out of that. Some areas have large VAT-exempt services and businesses, and again, that's going to be inequitable. And obviously, some areas have large amounts of VAT-exempt services. So all those make it, I think, quite difficult to get a fair balance and return. So I always think a local sales tax sounds a better alternative because you can collect it through the VAT system the same as you would do for the VAT. Its advantages are it's been tried and tested in other parts of the world. It's very simple to understand and simple to implement. And it's got voter involvement because you can't avoid it. It's not like a property tax or income tax where people have found very creative ways of not paying. With VAT or a local sales tax, you have to do it. The disadvantages of that, of course, is you might end up with different tax rates in different areas, and a local authority would have no certainty of its tax receipts. So it might make budgeting quite an interesting exercise because people would have to sort of guess what their local activity is going to be. But if it could be done and VAT was a true measure of added value, it could certainly be an incentive for local authorities to generate business and create wealth in an area.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think in terms of where you have sales taxes elsewhere, I think a good example is perhaps the United States, where you've got sort of federal system and each state has its own tax collection system. It tends to work quite well because of the federal system. Each local government area, in effect, is almost like a separate state. A separate entity, but it does create this sort of differential issue. Mm. And of course, if you were to apply the same principle to the United Kingdom, if you were to apply it on a county basis, I can see that people would obviously be popping over the boundary to go and buy their petrol, and you'd have all sorts of bizarre effects on the overall market, which might be undesirable. And also, you'd also have other impacts, like, for example, in the centre of London, where you have a lot of tourists, and you'd probably potentially have quite low sales taxes, say, for example, because the tax receipts would be very high, and in areas which were more deprived, you'd have probably higher taxes. So you'd actually start to create the opposite of what you're intending to do, which would be to encourage people to shop in different areas. So I can see that, superficially, it's quite attractive, this idea of having a local sales tax, which is, in this United Kingdom, of course, VAT receipts, I think, roughly speaking, what local government spends. I can see the superficial attraction of it, but I just think the practicalities in the United Kingdom would be very difficult to make work in the way that perhaps it works in the United States, where, you know, if you want to go over the state boundary, you have to travel an awful long way to do it. whereas in the UK you wouldn't. So I don't know quite how you'd work out the boundaries and how you'd make it work.
It would certainly have to almost be done on a regional basis.
Yes, indeed.
You couldn't really do it authority by authority. I know I've been in Canada where they obviously, Nova Scotia, for example, has local GST tax, which rather irritatingly is always added on after you bought something.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
But that it's clearly a provincial tax, but it goes to the whole province, and it's quite a sizeable area. Well, just a couple of comments on that. One was, of course, council tax, as it stands, was brought in with the aid of putting VAT up, wasn't it, in 1990-odd, when they got rid of the community charge. No, a bit later than that. Was it 90? It was 90-odd, anyway. Around about that time.
Yes, around about then.
They got rid of the poll tax, brought in council tax, and effectively funded it by putting up VAT. So there was a link. The other one was some while ago, I don't honestly know when, there was a suggestion floated, and this is going back quite a few years, that actually some of the vehicle licence tax could be actually, I think, even collected and certainly allocated to councils, but it was never picked up on in the end. Mm. So,
I mean, I can genuinely see the merits in having some kind of locally based tax system. But, you know, the way in which the history has evolved, and clearly current proposals around allowing local authorities to retain more business rates is a sort of switch back to the past. The general emphasis has been on locally based taxes being collected locally and spent locally. VAT doesn't really have that feel to it. It's more of a national base, especially when you're thinking, for example, like the cost of if you pay for fuel, of course, you pay VAT on that. Where would that be collected and where would that be distributed? Mm. So, for example, your electricity bill or your gas bill, you know, how would that be collected and how would that be allocated on a local basis? So I think it would only work, potentially, if you had a sort of the same rate across the country, in which case you'd start to think, well, what's the point? Mm. So I'm not sure it really has legs, to be honest.
Okay.